From KCPW in Salt Lake City, I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce, and this is City Views. The recent vote left even Salt Lake County Mayor Peter Caroon surprised. Last week, the County Council unanimously gave the okay to put a bond for parks on the November ballot. It's a $47 million bond that would pay for completing the Jordan River Parkway, buying land for parks in Magna, building new regional parks in Bluffdale, Draper, and West Valley, and finishing the Parleys Trail. Voters will decide this November if they're willing to boost their property taxes to pay for the improvements. And today on the program, paying for parks and what you need to know at the ballot box this fall. Plus, will Salt Lake County play a starring role in the downtown theater? All that and your calls coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce, and this is City Views. A $123 million bond for parks was too rich for the Salt Lake County Council last spring, but a pared-down version got a better reception last week. The council unanimously gave the nod to a bond measure that will ask voters to decide if they want to borrow $47 million for new parks and trails in the county. We'll get a variety of viewpoints on the issue as Election Day approaches, but today on the program, we're getting the nuts and bolts of the park bond proposal, just what the money would be used for and what it would mean for your pocketbook. Joining me in studio is Salt Lake County Mayor Peter Caroon. He's been county mayor for the past 8 years. And Mayor, it's great to have you. Thanks so much for your time.
Good to be here.
Also with us, Martin Jensen, Public Information Officer of Salt Lake County Parks and Recreation Department. Martin, welcome to you.
Thank you.
Later on in the program, what role the county might play in a downtown theater. But first, the park bond. Are you willing to boost your taxes to pay for more parks in the county? What would you like to see the money used for? You can give us a call and join our conversation. 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. Or send email to cityviews@kcpw.org. Mayor Caroon, we'll get to many specifics as we go throughout the hour, but just generally, why are parks at the top of your investment list right now?
I think parks are critical for our community. It creates the quality of life that we want in Salt Lake County. It's great to attract businesses, and many people live in this area because we have a great quality of life. And my job, I think, is to maintain that and create that when necessary. And so we have parts of the county where we have no regional parks, like a Sugar House Park or a Dimple Dell type of park, especially in the south, especially in the west portions of our county. So that's where we're focusing on for parks. And then in other parts of the county, we're also looking at trails. The Jordan River Trail, which we hope will go from lake to lake, that lake to lake vision. And then also the Parleys Trail, which a lot of people don't know about, which goes from Olympus Cove at the mouth of Parleys Canyon, and it will go all the way down to the Jordan River. We have pieces of it complete. We want to complete these two trails. They've been in the works for many, many years, 10, 20 years, and so now is the time to get it done. Great time to be building, low interest rates, low construction costs, and we still have the opportunity to put people back to work in these tough times.
Originally, as I mentioned, you proposed a $123 million bond, much larger for parks, and that was this past spring. The county council rejected that, saying it was a bit much. Why did you decide to try again?
Well, because I believe so much in parks. It's a place where families can go recreate for a very affordable amount. We have a huge demand for fields for soccer and baseball and other things in our communities, and so we're trying to catch up with that. And frankly, I'd rather build parks than jails. If we can keep our kids busy recreating, they're going to stay out of trouble, and that's my goal. And I think there's some great projects, and now's the great time to be asking the citizens to say, you know, do you want them or not?
As I mentioned, the county council unanimously approved this more modest bond that will go to voters this November. How did you react to that vote?
Well, frankly, I was surprised because I thought they were going to turn it down. That the council members, when I talked to them, they wouldn't show their cards. And so I thought, well, I guess it's going to fail again. But I wasn't willing to give up. So I thought if they're going to tell me no finally, and let's get it over and done with. But they decided that a pared down bond was okay. It was simpler than what we were asking previously. So we've got four new regional parks, and we've got the two trails, the Jordan River Trail and the Parley's Trail. We had a lot of things in there that I thought would be beneficial as well, to fix up some of our existing parks, build some smaller parks in areas that didn't have them as well, but the council said that's too much money and we don't think the voters should even have a chance to look at it.
Hmm. Why go the bonding route? Why not just absorb or prioritize these projects into your existing county budget?
We really can't. I mean, there's so many parks that, or at least this $47 million worth, which sounds like a lot of money and is a lot of money, but we can't build those using our regular operating funds. I mean, we'd have to raise taxes by a whole lot of money to be able to build those. So in order to build, it's sort of like a house. You know, you can either save up your money for 30 years and buy a house, or you can buy a house and pay it off for 30 years and enjoy the use of it. Same with these parks. We can either wait 30 years and sort of set aside money every year for 30 years, or we can build them now and use them and then pay for them as we use them. And that's the better approach, I think. With $47 million, it turns out to be about $5 to $7 per household, depending how we finance it. So it's not a lot of money per household per year, but obviously if you spread it over time, 10 or 15, 25 years, it's a little bit chunk at a time that people, I think, can afford and pay for.
Speaking with Salt Lake County Mayor Peter Caroon, also with us Martin Jensen. He's the spokesperson for Salt Lake County Parks and Recreation Department. And we're talking about a bond proposal for parks and trails in Salt Lake County. Voters will decide this November whether or not to fund a number of parks projects in the county. And we're finding out more about the proposal if you'd like to join us. 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255, or you can send email to cityviews@kcpw.org. Mayor Caroon, it's still early days, but what kind of feedback are you getting from constituents and from county residents on this park bond idea?
People love parks. People love trails. We hear over and over again about finishing up the Jordan River Trail. When I walk it bike it, I see a lot of people on the trail, and they say how much they love it and how much they appreciate the county and the cities and other agencies working together to improve the trail. So I really think it's something positive. People love parks. Boy, it's more affordable than going to a movie on an annual basis to build out some of these new parks. So I really think it's something worth investing in.
Hmm. Martin Jensen, can you fill us in on some of the details that the mayor has set forth? He said there's a high demand for parks in the county. Can you kind of illustrate what that trend looks like? What are the statistics of park users and just the demand for facilities in Salt Lake County?
Sure, Jennifer. Parks within the county, usage at all of the parks have increased dramatically over the past few years. With the recession, people aren't spending as much money to take the family to Disneyland or on these larger and expensive trips, and they're staying at home. They're using the facilities and the amenities that are here in their own backyards on a daily basis, and we're seeing that at the parks and our recreation centers. Specifically this year, we conducted a needs assessment of Salt Lake County residents. We mailed a survey to 20,000 residents in the valley asking them what they wanted from their recreation services, and the results came back overwhelmingly that the most important things to county residents right now were trails and running and walking paths within the valley. And so we are trying to help provide those amenities to them. We'd love to see the Jordan River Trail complete, to be able to ride or walk it from north to south completely, and with the Parley's Trail connecting to that as well, it opens a tremendous amount of possibilities for recreation and also for alternative methods of commuting within the valley.
Can you trace the growth of usage for us? I mean, is it, you say it's tremendous, but I mean, in numbers, is it in the thousands? Is it over the past 5-10 years, are we seeing just an explosion of requests for facilities? Or,
well, it's tough to quantify people in the parks because it's hard to count them. But overall, we estimate that we have approximately over 4 million individual visits at county parks and recreation centers and parks and trails each year. About 5 to 10 years ago, that number was only about 2.5 to 3 million. So the population in the valley is increasing. The usage of these trails are increasing dramatically as well.
Hmm. I understand Parks and Rec was incorporated into the Salt Lake County mission way back in 1946. So parks have been part of Salt Lake County as a core value for many, many years, right?
Yeah, definitely. Salt Lake County Parks and Recreation, we've been in existence, you know, like you said, for about 50, 60 years. You know, our first park was Evergreen Park over in Mill Creek, and we're just about to reopen that one. We freshened it up, and the people have literally been over there asking us when we're taking the fence down because they want to get back in and utilize these parks. And it's wonderful to see people out on the trails. And the Parlees Trail is a wonderful example. And the mayor mentioned that not a lot of people know about it, but it's a major east-west corridor, and people are out using it. They're using it for recreation, for to maintain a healthy lifestyle, but they're also using them to commute to work, and we're seeing that more and more. We're seeing more bikes at the government center that we work at. We're seeing more people commuting on those, and so these trails are becoming vital and important to Salt Lake County residents.
Mayor Caroon, you've got to sell this to the voters. The voters will decide whether or not to invest in parks and trails in the county. So what's your sales pitch?
You know, and that's going to be a little bit tough. The council, while they decided to put it on the ballot, they also said, well, we're not going to give you any money to go out and promote it, so I've got to either figure out how to get it out of my existing budget or just get some good pair of shoes and go out there and sell it. We've got 1 million people in Salt Lake County, and so I've got a lot of work to do over the next 2 months. It's not a long time period. It's like an election campaign. You've just got to get out there and let people know about it. I think if they know about it, they'll certainly want to vote for it. I mean, the Jordan River Trail, everybody loves it. The Parlees Trail, everybody loves it. We're building a park in Draper, in Bluffdale, a new one in West Valley, Kearns, and then buying some land for a new park in Magna. These are all communities that really need new parks and have been asking for them for years. So I think it's an easy sell if people know about it. If they get to the ballot and see something and they don't recognize it, then you know, it could be in trouble. But for $5 to $7 a year for the price of a less than a movie, I think people would be willing to invest in the park. So I've just got to get some good shoe rubber and get out there and sell it.
Speaking with Salt Lake County Mayor Peter Caroon, also with us Martin Jensen, the spokesperson for Salt Lake County Parks and Rec. And we're talking about the proposed park bond. You may not have heard about it. You will in the coming months. Salt Lake County voters will consider whether to spend $5 to $7 a month on park development in the county. The mayor is pushing it, and he joins us on this program. And if you'd like to join us as well, if you've got questions or comments about parks in Salt Lake County, give us a call. 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. We need to take a short break. We'll be right back. This is City Views on KCPW Salt Lake City. Welcome back. This is City Views. I'm Jennifer Napier Pierce. Today on the program, the Park Bond. It's a $47 million bond that, if approved by voters this November, would finish two major trails, buy more land for parks, and pay for new parks in Salt Lake County. County Mayor Peter Caroon is backing the bond. He joins us in studio, as well as Martin Jensen. He is the Public Information Officer of the county's Parks and Rec Department, and we're asking you the question, what do you think? Are you willing to pay another $5 to $7
a year
to pay for parks and trails in the county? Give us a call. 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. I'd like to walk through some of the specifics that have been proposed. You've mentioned a number of these projects, the Jordan River Trail Project, the Parlees Trail. Let's kind of go through each individually and find out what the money would pay for. The Jordan River Trail first, about $11.5 million of the bond would be devoted to this trail system. We had a discussion about this corridor on this program last week, and as I understand, you know, each city along the trail under this new cooperative agreement would be responsible to sort of take ownership for a section of the river in their boundaries. So if the park bond is passed, would Salt Lake County be taking on that ongoing responsibility instead of the cities and the jurisdictions within that are along the Jordan River corridor?
No, we'd still work closely with our cities. You know, we'd build it, and the cities and frankly, whoever has responsibility on the Jordan River would help maintain it. So there's a lot of people in the group. The Jordan River is the boundary for many cities, and it's also something that the state government gets involved in, the county government, and then other agencies as well. So there's a lot of people who have their finger in the Jordan River, although I wouldn't recommend putting your fingers in it right now. But there's four gaps remaining along the Jordan River. One is from 200 South to North Temple, another from 90th South to 8600 South, another one from 150th South to 146th South, and then 165th South to 159th South. So those would be completed. And, you know, they can be expensive. In Salt Lake City, for example, they have to go over the Union Pacific Railroad tracks. So that's a multi-million dollar project just to be able to do that. But then once it's completed, you'll be able to go from one end of Salt Lake County to the next on a bike trail. Can you imagine that? That'd be really exciting. And then the Parleys Trail as well starts in Olympus Cove. It comes down through the Parleys Nature Trail, also goes into Sugar House Park, and then there will be a road, actually a tunnel underneath Sugar House Park on 13th East, going and attaching to the new trolley line that's being built through Salt Lake City and South Salt Lake. And so this is a perfect time to be building that as they build the new trolley lines. And so it would have like a linear park along that way. And then over the Spaghetti Bowl, as we all know it, and where I-80 and I-15 intersect, there's actually a bridge right now that UTA built with its new tracks lines that will connect to the Jordan River. So, you know, here you'll eventually have a big loop along with the Bonneville Shoreline Trail to make a huge loop in Salt Lake County.
So about $11.5 million goes toward the Jordan River Trail development, finishing those unfinished chunks of the trail along the Jordan River corridor. Parleys Trail, about $8 million would be devoted to, of the bond, would be devoted to improvements of that trail. The Parleys Trail segment has had some real financial issues. I mean, the construction right now is stalled. It's at a complete stop through Sugar House. If the park bond that you are backing is not approved, is the Parleys Trail project dead?
No, and actually the way we've been building it over the years is sort of pay as you go. So when we get money, we complete another section, then we receive a little bit more money, we build a little bit more. So for example, the bridge that goes over I-215 where I-80 intersects, that took a while to get some funding. So once that was once we had the money, then we connected it down into the Parleys Nature Preserve, and so we've just sort of been paying as we go when we get chunks of money to do it. And a lot of it is grant money, and so we think you know, we're getting close. So here's the final push with the trolley trains being built in Salt Lake City and South Salt Lake. We think it's a great time to finish another huge section of that trail.
Speaking with Salt Lake County Mayor Peter Caroon and Martin Jensen with Salt Lake County Parks and Rec about a park bond, a proposal that you, the voter, will be seeing on your November ballot. Would you like to spend $47 million on parks and park improvements in the county? Give us a call. 801-355-TALK is our number. And let's go to Debbie in Salt Lake City. Debbie, hi.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
Great, thanks. Go right ahead.
Great. Hey, I'm totally down with fixing the parks and paying a little extra money, but I have some concerns. I board a horse close by where they're making the great soccer park, and they've done nothing to that for a year now. They've ruined the land. We can't even get to the Jordan River Parkway from our barn. And so I'm kind of confused how they can want more money, the county, to build different parks and fix different parks when they're not even doing anything with one that they pushed so big and invested, I don't know how many thousands or millions of dollars into.
So you're talking about the soccer complex in North Salt Lake?
Right. That's I thought it was supposed to be done. There's nothing going on.
Okay, Debbie, thanks for the call. This may be a question more for Salt Lake City Mayor Ralph Becker, but Mayor Caroon from the county, what do you think?
And that is a Salt Lake City project, and frankly, it's stuck in litigation is why Salt Lake City hasn't been moving forward with it. They really can't do anything until the litigation is completed, and so who knows how long litigation can take. It can take many years, but that is something that we looked at originally and had in the original park bond, but eventually took it out because of the litigation. So until that's settled, we really can't do anything. But the trail itself along the Jordan River would be completed. That's not something that's in litigation. It's more the soccer complex that is.
Okay.
And there is a large equestrian trail on the northern end of the Jordan River Trail as well that she will be able to utilize eventually up there.
Okay. Debbie, thanks so much for the call. 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. Let's go to Susie in Salt Lake City. Susie, hi.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Mayor Caroon, I did have a question.
Sure.
Just wanting to know how we bond to maintain the parks as well. My understanding is that when we had the ducks dying over here at Sugar House Park, that there was not money to drain the pond and, you know, maybe clear up any disease in the water. And that doesn't seem acceptable.
Okay, Susie, thanks for the call. Martin Jensen?
Yeah, we had a recent outbreak of avian botulism and a number of bodies of water within Salt Lake County. And it is unfortunate. We lose some ducks every year when the temperatures go up in that water. And we consulted with the DNR specialists and actually found out that if we drained the pond, it would exacerbate the problem and all the ducks would be able to access the mud and the pores there a lot more easily, and we would see a larger kill-off. So that's the reason why we didn't drain the pond there.
And Susie hits on a point though that I think is a little more broader than just, you know, the Sugar House Park incident. What about this concern that the county has plenty of obligations on its plate already? It should focus its efforts on maintaining and upgrading what it's got already instead of trying to expand and build more parks. What do you say to that, Mayor Kirk?
That's a great point. And we had originally looked in our first attempt to bring the bond to the council to take care of some of the maintenance problems or maintenance issues, and we call it deferred capital maintenance, like a new bathroom, for example. I mean, a bathroom, you can put some paint on it. After 20, 30 years, though, after 10 paint jobs, it's just time to build a new one. So we were going to take care of some of those. Our council said, no, we think capital projects that we're going to bond for should be newer projects. The deferred stuff you should be doing through the operational budget, so our annual budget. And so that's what we're going to do this year. We're going to try to include some of those in our annual budget and just do it over time. Our goal was just to do them all in one fell swoop, but the council, I think, has a good point. You shouldn't be bonding for capital maintenance projects. You should be doing those in your annual budget, and that's what we're going to try to do. It just takes a little longer, but it makes sense.
Susie, as a voter in the county, what do you think? I mean, are you sold on this idea of a bond for new parks, new open space, new trails?
I do think there's a lot of value in new parks and new open space, and I do have to say I agree with Mayor Caroon in that it is perfect for our youth to give them a focus and energy kind of release, if you will. And I do agree, and I would vote for it. I just am concerned about maintenance.
Okay, Susie, thanks so much for the call.
Thank you.
801-355-TALK is our number. 801-355-8255. Speaking with Salt Lake County Mayor Peter Caroon and Martin Jensen from the Salt Lake County Parks and Rec Department about this $47 million bond that will be on the November ballot to fund parks. If you'd like to join us, 801-355-TALK is that number. So we talked about the trails, the Parleys Trail, the Jordan River Trail. Let's talk about some of the actual park projects that would be included in this bond. There's a big one in Draper, about $6 million allocated to the Whedon Farm Park in Draper. Martin Jensen, tell us about the plans for the Whedon Farm Park project.
The Whedon Farm, it's a beautiful parcel of land, and we are going to partner with Draper City. It's a 64-acre parcel that will embrace a historical and agricultural farm theme. It'll include some educational aspects along with some recreational aspects as well.
Is it similar to the Wheeler Farm?
It's similar.
Kind of Mid-Valley?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And some recreation as well.
Yeah,
and it has an agricultural easement on it, meaning we have to maintain some of it as a farm. And it was the old Whedon Farm, and the family wanted to maintain that when they sold it to us. And we said, great, because that's one of the things we're hearing about from people. They want some farming and gardening in some of these parks. Getting your hands in the dirt, there's nothing like it when you live in the urban areas to get out there and see some farming or build some areas where people can garden as well. So we're going to keep that in some of our parks. It's something new that, 10, 20 years ago, people really didn't ask for. But now we're seeing a lot of these community gardens, urban farming, where they'll take the produce and sell it to the locals. So we're excited about trying this new theme of including agriculture in our parks.
Mm. This email from Bob, he writes, a couple of years ago, there were a number of news articles regarding a large undeveloped area at approximately 138th South and 300 East on the Bangor Highway in Draper. Is this the Whedon Farm that we're talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
it is. He wanted to know if it would be covered as part of the bond. So.
Yes.
Okay. So, Bob, yes, the Whedon Farm, the parcel that you're talking about, would be covered in the bond, in the $47 million bond. 801-355-TALK is our number. There's also another new park development in Bluffdale, about $10 million devoted for that. Where is this? What's on the plot right now? Martin Jensen?
Yeah, this is the Southwest Regional Park right now is what we're calling it. It's about 140th South and 2700 West in Bluffdale, and it would serve Bluffdale, Riverton, Harriman residents. There's been a tremendous amount of growth out in that portion of the valley, and they really don't have any regional parks or larger places where they can gather. And we've heard from the mayors of those cities respectively, and they've asked us to try and help them provide something that's on the Sugar House Park scale, a bigger park. And that's what the Southwest Regional Park would do. It would have group pavilions, what we're calling destination playgrounds, a destination playground, a very large themed playground, possibly a splash pad, lots of various amenities that would attract people not only from the local neighborhoods, but regionally from all over the southern part of the valley.
And just an example of the demand down there, we opened a new recreation center in Harriman last year, and the passes were 50% higher than our other rec centers. So there's a huge demand for parks and recreation, and this one would be exciting. It also has sports fields and just a lot of fun areas for families.
Martin mentioned there's been a lot of development in this part of the valley. I mean, is that important to you to have that park there too, not just for the demand, but to preserve the open space?
Exactly. I mean, if we don't save it now and people start building, it'll be gone. And you see that in some of our cities, especially the older ones where they didn't set aside parks and trails, and now they don't have any, and you're not going to tear down a shopping mall to build a park. I mean, a lot of people would love to, but the cost is outrageous. I mean, it's millions and millions of dollars more if you don't set it aside now. So we actually set aside some land several years ago, and this is phase two. This is the building part of the setting aside of the land and creating some of these parks.
Speaking with Salt Lake County Mayor Peter Caroon and Martin Jensen from the county's Parks and Recreation Department, and we're talking about a proposed bond that you, the voter, will be deciding this November. 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255 if you've got questions or comments about the park bond. And let's go back to the phones. Ben is joining us from Salt Lake City. Ben, hi.
Hi. So for the park bond, I was wondering how many of those parks are going to be for people who love their pets and are going to be off-leash dog areas.
Okay, it's a good question, Ben. Dog lovers out there love the dog parks. Martin Jensen, do any of these proposed parks have off-leash areas?
As it stands right now, no. But dogs are allowed in every county park as long as they are on leash. And we're still early in the process, though. So we've identified the parcels and we have a master plan. But as we actually begin to turn dirt, we'll go back and talk to the residents of the various neighborhoods and regions and say, okay, here's your park. Here's the landscape of it. What's most important to you? So residents will still have an opportunity to voice their preferences, and we welcome that and want that input.
I want to emphasize that because we really want these parks to serve the local communities. So we've got some outlines of things we can put in. Not everything will go in, but if residents say we'd like to see a dog park in this area, then that's what we'll end up putting in. If they want that more than a splash pad or a tennis court or a basketball court or a field, then let's put it in. And that really is our goal, is to serve the local community with what they're asking for. So I think the answer is if the community wants it, we'll put it in. But we've got a list of things, and they'll pick and choose.
The bond would also pay for a new park in the West Valley Kearns area, as well as buying some land in Magna. Why buy land in Magna from ATK? This is the bond purchase, or the bond would only cover for the purchase of the land. It wouldn't cover the cost of actually building a park. I mean, why is it important for Salt Lake County to get that property?
Well, again, this is an example of looking ahead. As Magna continues to grow, and there is some growth around this area already, we want to buy the land and hold on to it so we can build a park in the future. We've had some negotiations, and we actually have an option to purchase this land. It expires at the end of this year, so if we don't purchase it, we lose that option. And $5 million for 60 acres of property is actually a pretty good deal, especially when you see the growth that's happening right now in that area.
We're talking $5 to $7 a year.
Yeah.
On the property tax. How long is this tax going to last?
Well, it depends. It'll be either 15 to 25 years. Anytime you ask the citizens to use property tax to pay for something, it has to be on the ballot. And when you bond, it's sort of like your house again. If you can pay it off earlier, great. So if we can do it in 15 years, great. If it takes 25 years, that's okay too. We try to match the bond with the life of whatever we're building. Parks last forever, but some of the amenities get a little old after 15, 20 years. So we're probably going to be looking in a 15 to 20 year range to bond for these parks.
And would the bond affect the properties of businesses as well, or is it just for residents?
No, it's business as well. Anybody who pays property tax, the average on a business, I think, is $22 a year. So it does affect the average business property owner as well. Everybody who pays property taxes would have to pay for this if it passes.
What's the language going to look like on the ballot?
Well, our council last year said, well, we think this ballot language that we see is not very accurate, so we want people to really understand what it's going to cost them. So we're going to have to tell them exactly how much the bond is, how much it will be per household, and we also have to tell them how much it's going to cost to maintain the facilities. I think we're in a $600,000 range a year to maintain these parks. So, you know, they're not cheap, but they add amenities, and you know, when you spread it over a million people, it's more affordable than if each city just tried to build their own little park.
It's no surprise that the recession hit Salt Lake County pretty hard. You know, your employee wages have been frozen since 2008. The budgets have just been cut to the bone. And even though sales tax revenues are looking much better, you have a muted recovery, as Lance Brown puts it, your budget director, it's underway. You know, is now the time to take on this extra debt?
We are coming out of the recession a little bit right now. And, you know, as somebody who operates a business and has worked in business for decades, you know, you look for the opportunities even in the bad times, and you think for the long term. You know, thinking in the short term, yeah, we're still in a recession, but we also have a great opportunity to build at a cheaper rate. I mean, if we want to wait 10 years, it's going to cost us a whole lot more, and then maybe we can't afford it. You know, there's never a good time to ask people to pay more money. $5 to $7 a year, I think, is something that's reasonable. If you're out of a job, yes, it's even harder to make ends meet. But it's also a time when you want some of those cheaper amenities to use, like parks. So I think it is actually a great time to build. And as somebody who's been in business, so you always look for opportunities in bad times to take advantage of the bad times to save money over the long term.
In our next segment, we're going to be speaking with County Councilman Steve DeBry about another county expenditure, a proposal that's on the table, funding a new Broadway-style theater in downtown Salt Lake City. The council continues to deliberate. Where do you, as mayor, come down on the theater proposal?
I'm supportive. We sat down with Salt Lake City and negotiated a deal, which I think is acceptable, where Salt Lake County would end up operating the facility, which I think is important because if we get an independent operator of a new facility and we're trying to compete with the other arts organizations, it could be very difficult. So, I always use this example. So if you get the Rockettes coming into the Broadway Theater at the same time the Nutcracker goes on, the Nutcracker, which has been here for, decades, could severely be affected, and that's most of the revenues, not most, but a large amount of revenues that go to Ballet West, and if they lose those revenues, it could kill the organization as well. So it's not just about a theater, it's about all the many
scheduling
and the many arts organizations. And so if Salt Lake County has the ability to work with all the different organizations together, I think that really adds a benefit to this new theater. It does affect some of the existing theaters, but we also have demand for our existing theaters that we can't meet. So if a Broadway show wants to come in, a smaller show can't come in at the same time. So while we'll lose some revenues because of losing some of the Broadway shows that go into the Capitol Theater, for example, there'll be others who can fill that gap. So I think ultimately, again, looking long term, it will expand the arts offerings in Utah and in Salt Lake City specifically.
Our time is short, but Mayor Caroon, you've served as the mayor, county mayor, for 8 years. You're not running for another term. If the park bond passes, where does that fit into your legacy? I mean, how important, personally, is the park bond to you?
Oh, it's important to me. I'm not a legacy kind of person. I just like to get things done. And so this was part of something that we started several years ago when we purchased the land. So I just like to get things going, get things done. I don't need a park named after me. I just need the satisfaction of knowing we got things started, and the next mayor can take credit for getting it built and cut the ribbons, and I'll be smiling from the background.
Salt Lake County Mayor Peter Caroon, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
And Martin Jensen, spokesperson for Salt Lake County Parks and
Rec.
Can
we plug our website real quick?
Absolutely.
slco.org/parkbond.
And, yep. And you've got an app as well if people have questions about the parks.
Yeah, it's in the Apple Store and Android Market. Search for Salt Lake County Parks and Recreation. It's free, full list of all the parks and trails in the valley.
Okay, Mayor Caroon, Martin Jensen, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Up next, the new downtown theater and what role, if any, Salt Lake County will play. But first, a break. This is City Views on KCPW Salt Lake City. Welcome back. This is City Views. I'm Jennifer Napier Pierce. Salt Lake City is fully behind building a new $110 million Performing Arts Center downtown, and it's asking for Salt Lake County's help. For its part, the County Council is thinking about it. Today on the program, we're hearing from one councilman's perspective on the issue, Salt Lake County Councilman Steve DeBry. He represents District 5 on the County Council. He's also Deputy Chief of the Mill Creek Precinct of the Unified Police Department, and he joins us by phone from his office there. And Councilman DeBry, thanks so much for your time.
Well, you're welcome, Jennifer. Thanks for having me.
And if you have questions or comments about the county's role, its possible role, in a new downtown theater, give us a call. 801-355-TALK is our number. 801-355-8255. As I mentioned, the capital city wants to build this state-of-the-art performing arts center in its downtown core. They're asking Salt Lake County if the county wants to join the effort. We will get to some specifics as we go, but Councilman DeBry, just generally, how are you thinking about the idea right now?
Well, Jennifer, let me first say that I am a proponent of the arts, and I really enjoy attending them, and my family has been to several shows. So it's a good thing to have in our community. However, I believe that I have to look at the county as a whole. Is it the best thing for all of Salt Lake County to invest and use taxpayer dollars for this type of an initiative? I look at the UPAC as a venue specifically for Salt Lake City and not all of the county. I really have questions that everyone in the county will benefit from their tax dollars going into that venue in Salt Lake City. So having said that, I'm undecided. I'm leaning against the proposal right now, but we're still looking at a lot of numbers and looking at what our debt review committee gives us hopefully tomorrow.
As you look at a list of priorities for Salt Lake County, what you want Salt Lake County to be in the coming years, where does the theater rank on that list?
Oh, goodness, Jennifer. There's so many issues. You know, growth. With growth comes all kinds of needs. You know, we need open space, but with growth also comes crime. With growth, we need jail space. We need alternatives to incarceration. We need senior centers. We need to take care of all kinds of different issues as our county grows. So that's a tough question to answer, quite frankly. I mean, it's the performing arts is probably in the top 10, but I would put it towards the bottom.
As I understand it, Salt Lake City is asking the county for about, you know, $28 million for this project. So it's about a quarter of the cost of the overall project. The county would also run the theater and take half of the profits. I mean, isn't that a fair exchange, do you think? I mean, it's not like you're not getting anything for your money.
No, it's a fair exchange, and I know that there's a lot of work that's gone into this, and a lot of people have worked on it for a long time. But you have to look at everything and the totality of the situation, Jennifer. I mean, if you look at it's the old SARS bond, and the SARS bond, I can't remember what that stands for. It was something statutory anticipated revenue or something like that. I'm not really clear on the acronym, but it predated the RDAs, and that bond is going to sunset in 2015, if I recall right. And so
this is the bond that was that helped pay for the Delta Center?
The Delta Center, the Energy Solutions Arena now, right. And so you look at that $1.5 million over 25 years with inflation factored in, you're looking at over 40-some-odd million dollars at the end of the day. Now, is that the most prudent thing to do with county taxpayer dollars? I mean, I just don't know. Is everyone in the county going to benefit from this, or is it going to be a select few in Salt Lake City, people that can afford to go? I mean, I have questions. For example, how much would a ticket cost, you know, to go there? How would it impact our other venues that we have, that we run and operate? Is this going to be a select few, the wealthy, able to attend these shows? With the tax resources of the whole county who can attend them? You know, these are the things I have to look out as a county councilman when I cast my vote or talk to my colleagues to do what's best for the totality of the county. And that's where I'm struggling. And I have to ask myself, when I ask Mayor Becker, if we don't participate, is there another option or what would you do? And he said they had another option they were looking at, but he didn't articulate what that other option was. And so as we look at this, we're just wondering if it's the prudent and the right thing to do with our tax dollars.
Speaking with Salt Lake County Councilman Steve DeBry, he represents District 5 on the Salt Lake County Council. And the County Council is considering being part of a downtown theater, this performing arts center that Salt Lake City is proposing. And the County Council is not sure. If you'd like to join our conversation, what do you think? Should the county jump in and help fund this downtown theater project, or should they maintain and stay with the current arts facilities such as Abravanel Hall and Capitol Theater? 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255, or send email to cityviews at kcpw.org. You mentioned that you're a little nervous for what would happen at the Capitol Theater, the Rose Wagner, the Abravanel Hall, all of these other arts venues that Salt Lake County operates. You may have heard Mayor Peter Caroon was on our earlier segment. He said it would be great to have the county as part of this project, if for no other reason than to help coordinate shows to make sure that each of these shows is successful in the scheduling. Do you see that as a real asset for Salt Lake County to be involved to that degree, worth, you know, making that investment?
Well, Jennifer, to the point that you just brought up, I believe that if Salt Lake County votes to join the city in this initiative and we become partners with them, that it makes all the sense in the world for us to manage the UPAC Theater, because we do such a fine job in our other venues, and the coordination obviously is just a no-brainer. But that does not mean that if we are not partners and the city itself is I don't want to use the word proprietor, the entity that runs the new UPAC, that doesn't mean they would not or could not coordinate with the other theaters. It would just probably be easier and cleaner for us to do it all. That is if we were partners. But other than that, it isn't as though it couldn't be done as far as coordination and everything. And, you know, and I have to look at the loss. I think, if I remember right, there was a reimbursement of $600,000. Don't hold me to that number or something, to cover the losses of the other theaters. But what if the losses are more than $600,000? You see, these numbers that are thrown out, that's the whole reason that the revenue that we looked at and the numbers maybe were in question, and we wanted the Debt Review Committee to verify and give us some validity on these numbers, because we're not certain that they're, you know, correct. And if I may, I have to ask myself and the listeners and you, Jennifer, there might be another option. What's this other option that the city may use? You look at the City Creek Center. Here's something that I can throw out at you. That $1.5 billion project, it was done with no RDA or any type of an RDA. There's a full property tax assessment that's going to be levied on the full property value of City Creek. Okay? Now, could and should they use that property tax revenue to cover the remainder of their $110 million initiative for the UPAC? Maybe that's what Mayor Becker is referring to, if the county does not partner with them, that they'll default to or fall back on to use. So these are some of the things that I'm just wondering about. If they have the money and it's basically going to impact and help their city versus the county as a whole, why don't they use their own money to do it rather than other people's monies? That this money, when this SARS bond sunsets, could go back into the general fund and help offset some of the other pressing needs Salt Lake County has. Does that make sense, what I'm saying?
Yeah. So you've sent this concern, your reservations. You're not the only one on the council who is kind of scratching your head a little bit about the numbers. You've sent this to a debt review committee. You'll be getting those answers very soon. What questions will the debt review committee be addressing in its review? And, you know, what would give you some peace of mind? You say you're leaning toward voting no on being part of this theater project. Is there something that would change your mind?
Well, we all know in life there's no absolutes, and we have to, at least I'm speaking for myself, I have to look at the totality of the situation that we're looking at. What is the cost-benefit ratio? What is the risk involved? And is it a prudent and a good thing to do with taxpayers' dollars? And so I would look at all of the factors in that equation and make the very best call I could for the constituents in Salt Lake County as a whole. The Debt Review Committee is going to, you know, look at all the numbers and all of the sub-initiatives in the overall proposal and come back to the County Council with their opinion of what the proposal entails from Salt Lake City and everyone who's worked on the initial proposal that was presented to us last week. And then we will vet it out and talk and discuss and hopefully make the right decision for everyone in Salt Lake County. And so it comes down to really a philosophy of, here's the information we have. This is the the best we can give you, and then this is the best projections we can give you based on a whole bunch of factors, and then we make the best call for the citizens that they elect us to safeguard their tax dollars.
We've only got about 30 seconds left, but I'm wondering what you are hearing from your constituents on this.
Well, I can't really speak for all of my constituents, but the people specifically in my district, they don't really like the idea. There are some that do, but for the most part, they believe that Salt Lake City gets their lion's share. And we know it's a capital city, and they should have certain amenities down there, but we have to look at the county as a whole, and they worry about their basic cities that they live in their respective areas.
Salt Lake County Councilman Steve DeBry represents District 5 on the County Council. This is a story we'll continue to follow. And Councilman DeBry, thanks so much for your time today.
Thanks, Jennifer.
City Views is a production of KCPW News in Salt Lake City. Our technical director is Jesse Ellis. Ryan Cron composed our theme music. Coming up tomorrow, letters from Ethiopia. Some local journalists report on a transfer of power in the African nation. We'll hear more about that tomorrow. For City Views, I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce. We'll be right back.